Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of James chapter 4. Chapter 4 verse 2 says, "You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Do you not think that the scripture says in vain, 'The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously'? But he gives more grace. Therefore he says, 'God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.' Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Verse 8, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up." There are many times in our Christian walk where we go through dry spells. That is nothing new. Everybody has gone through that. Anybody who has been saved a decent amount of time would have gone through dry spells. And that's normal. But very often, whenever we go through dry spells, we start to entertain thoughts that the devil placed in our minds. Thoughts that are not scriptural. For example, "I think God has forsaken me. I think God doesn't love me." And of course, all of those things are clearly contrary to scripture. And whenever we go through dry spells, we must be able to distinguish between what is feeling, what is fact, and what is fiction. For example, we may feel like God has forsaken us because we pray and it seems or it feels like we're talking to no one. But the fact is that God said he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said, "I love you always. I love you with an everlasting love. Greater love has no man than to lay down his life for his friends. I called you friends." Those are the facts. The Bible does say that God will never leave you nor forsake you. But in the scriptures that we just read, in verse 8, where it says, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you." So he's talking to people who are already saved. And he's telling them, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. It implies that God has temporarily drawn away from you. He has temporarily drawn far from you. He has temporarily put some distance between him and you for whatever reason. And we will look at some of those reasons today. But I want to make that distinction. God doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. But he may pull away a little bit. He may draw a little distance from you just to wake you up. So we have to note that distinction. So you may ask, well, what is the difference between God leaving you and God drawing away from you? Think of it this way. Leaving or forsaking is when a father picks up himself, leaves his wife and children, walks out, finds somebody else and never comes back. That is what you call leaving and forsaking. On the other hand, let's say you're in the mall with your child and your child is throwing a tantrum. You may say, "You don't want to come with us, you stay right there and we will leave," and you walk away. But you didn't really leave. You're keeping an eye on the child to make sure nothing is wrong. But the child thinks that you are leaving. So almost invariably, the child will just run to catch up with you and he will behave himself. So that's the difference between leaving and drawing away. God very often draws away from us whenever there is some kind of breach in our relationship, whenever we have allowed other things to step in and to take the place of God in our life, take that premier place in our lives. The Bible says God is a jealous God. The scripture says the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously. So here are some of the reasons why God sometimes draws away from us. One of the reasons is prayerlessness. You have not because you ask not. A second reason is selfishness. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. A third reason is worldliness. Do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? A fourth reason is pride. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Resentment against God could also fall within that definition of pride. Then it goes on to say, cleanse your hands, you sinners. So sin is another thing that separates us from God. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Double-mindedness is another thing that puts that distance, that causes God to draw back a little bit. But at the heart of all of it is something called pride. Notice in the scriptures that we read today how many references there were to pride, proud, humility, humble. All of those things are tied in to pride. Prayerlessness is actually pride. You may ask how? Because think of the reasons why people don't pray. I don't pray, Lord, because you don't answer my prayer. You don't hear me anyway, so what's the point praying? That's pride. Because you're letting your own understanding of a situation, your own needs, your own wants, your own desires take precedence over your relationship with God. That is actually pride, when you are allowing other things to come in there that are more important than the person of God himself. Many times, whenever God allows you to go through bad situations, you start to develop resentment against God. You know, how could God allow this? How could God allow my loved one to die? How could God allow my father to leave? How could God cause me to get sick? How could God cause me to lose my job? And you develop resentment against God. And you don't pray. You don't seek him. You don't want to go to church. All of that, again, is pride. Because you're putting your own needs and your own wants and your own self ahead of God, which is essentially what pride is, when you put yourself at the center of it all. Now, pride is the main reason why people go through dry spells. You may not think that you have pride in your life, but I am almost certain if you examine yourself hard enough, you will find areas of pride. Pride is simply thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to. It is human nature that whenever you go through good periods in your walk with God, you tend to think, aha, I'm doing things right. I am where I should be. And pride steps in. On the other hand, when trials take you, you develop resentment against God, prayerlessness, you lean to your own understanding rather than trusting God. And again, it is pride. Because you're putting yourself ahead of God. What the Bible wants us to do is submit to God. Draw near to God. Humble yourselves in the sight of God and he will lift you up. Humbling yourselves in the sight of God. That is a skill that every Christian needs to learn, including myself. Because that is not human nature. That is something that only God could really enable you to do. It is totally contrary to human nature, and let me show you why. In most relationships, most earthly relationships, whenever there's a problem, it is because two parties are at fault. Let's say a husband and a wife are having problems. It is usually both of them are wrong in some way. One of them is neglecting the other one is resenting the other one, or, you know, whatever it is. It is usually two parties at fault. Very, very rarely, it is one person 100% to blame. Normally, two people share the blame and they have to kind of meet each other halfway. They have to give and take. Both of them have to acknowledge their wrongs and humble themselves. With your relationship with God, that is never the case. In your relationship with God, God is perfect. And you are the one who are always at fault. And that could really grate on you. Because if you've ever been in a relationship with somebody who is perfect, you would understand how frustrating that could be sometimes. If you've ever been in a relationship with somebody who's never wrong, boy, run. Run. Run for your life. Run far in the opposite direction. Because that could be the most frustrating thing. Of course, no human being is perfect. But there are people who think they're perfect and act like they're perfect and they could never be wrong. I'm speaking to single people. If you're in a relationship with somebody who's never wrong, run. That kind of grates on you. It rubs you the wrong way. Whenever you are trying to work on a problem and the other person is perfect, they don't have to do anything. That could really destroy a relationship. Usually the act of meeting each other halfway and finding common ground is a source of strength when healing a relationship. But when it comes to a relationship with God, it is totally one way. God is perfect and we are not. Whenever there are flaws, it is us who are at fault, never God. And that is something that is very hard to grasp. It is something very hard to hold on to and to accept. Because humbling ourselves means that we have to now accept that we are at fault. Even though we think we're perfect, we think we have arrived, we think we are good, and we think we are good enough, we have to acknowledge there is something in us. And sometimes pride steps in when you're at your peak. When you think you're as good as you could be, suddenly pride steps in. And there's a separation now. God has distanced himself from you and you're going through a dry spell and you can't figure out what you did wrong. Most of the times it's pride to blame. It is difficult to humble yourselves in the sight of God because it involves acknowledging that you are at fault and God is perfect. And that is not easy, my friends. But it is something that every Christian needs to learn. Humble yourselves in the sight of God. Lament and mourn and weep, the Bible says. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Where do you hear that being preached today? James 4:9. Yet it's in the Bible. Whenever you're going through a dry spell, if you're going through a dry spell, ask God to search you for pride. Ask God to search for areas where you have exalted yourself. It may not even be something you're consciously aware of, but ask God to show you. And humbly open your heart and allow God to show you the areas where you have allowed pride to come in. And if there's one thing we know for sure, is that God resists the proud. It doesn't say God resists the weak. It doesn't say God resists the sinners. It doesn't say God resists the adulterers. It says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's why Jesus gave the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The publican came to God and he said, he beat his chest and he said, "Lord, I am not worthy." And the Pharisee said, "Lord, thank you that I am not like him." And whose prayer was God pleased with? We need to do like what that publican did. Even if we may not be a horrible sinner in our own minds, we need to understand that sometimes, even at our peak, we could allow pride to come in. And that will affect our relationship with God, our walk with God. Allow God to search you. Show you areas where you have pride, where you have allowed pride to step in. You may not even be aware of it. But that may be the reason why you're going through a dry spell. And as you humble yourself before God, as you just lay yourself at his feet, grovel at God's feet, then you might find that joy in your relationship with God returning once again. As the psalmist David prayed, "Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, renew a right spirit in me."
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.